It was May 6, and the sun was setting. Somewhere deep in the university's main building, there was a spark, an electrical short, and then flames. The fire moved quickly through the top floor of the Gothic-style building and surrounded the statue of Mary at the top. Sister Ann Petrus was a math teacher at the time. As her day ended, her phone rang. A friend told her the main building was on fire. She remembered watching San Antonio firefighters surround the building and race to quench the flames. When she saw the fire at Notre Dame this week, her memories of that night were reignited.
That statue of Mary that was on top, that is on top of the main building, everybody was saying at that time, Our Lady still stands. You know, Notre Dame means Our Lady, so we've got a name connection with the church in Paris.
San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood also remembered that night. It was a historic challenge for his department.
It was the largest fire in a Gothic facility west of the Mississippi, like, ever, you know, because there's not a lot of structures like that around. And this was a big fire for us, and we walked away, thank God, without any injuries.
The fire damaged the top floor, but the water used to extinguish it damaged the floors below. There were no injuries or deaths. The Sisters of the Congregation of the Divine Providence founded the university in 1895 to help educate and offer religious services to the West Side. And that community responded quickly with assistance, including bottles of water, offers to house anyone affected by the fire, and financial support for reconstruction. A $20 million effort restored the building within 3 years. Sister Petrus remembered thinking that it never looked better. It symbolized a stronger union between the university and the city it called home.
Such good things can come out of such terrible things, and the support and the connection with the San Antonio community is something we'll never forget.
Last year marked the fire's 10-year anniversary. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.